It's game day on Grant and Danny. Thursday morning. Welcome in 106.7 The Fan. Thanks to Pete Medhurst for getting us up to date. Skins, Cowboys, Dallas, national TV tonight. Thursday night football. The Redskins head to Big D as favorites for the first time in 13 seasons. They are 0 for their last 5 as road favorites in Dallas. They'll look to reverse that trend this evening, Danny. I am ready for football. I don't know if it's because it's national TV. It's a Thursday night game, non-Thanksgiving, when you're the only game in town. I don't know if it's because it's the Dallas Cowboys, your arch rival, one of 2 games you get against them every single season. But I feel more excited, more ready, and just more game day pumped than I normally do.
I am amped, is the way I would phrase it. I have a lot of negative energy. I'm dragging that into the tournament. Okay. I hate the Dallas Cowboys so much. Losing to them is the worst thing that can happen. I hate them so much. I hate all their fans. They feel enabled and empowered. They're incorrect. Their whole lives are incorrect, and the most important thing you can be is correct. I hate the feeling when I lose to the Cowboys. Next, I hate primetime games. Next, I hate anything that's not 1 o'clock on a Sunday. All the negative stuff. The 0-5 on the road as favorites. Everyone's just counting their chickens, looking on to the next week. I think it's outrageous. Please be so concerned about this game. All that said, I have the same. I got the juice. I got the feeling. I am very into this. I feel like Redskins Nation as a thing, not that excited. I feel like there's just not a palpable buzz about this. I think maybe people have done the math and they know that the playoffs are a long shot, even if the Redskins have a great finish to their season. Just too many bodies to climb over. I get the sense that the frustration with the Cousins contract or lack thereof, all the one-year deals, the buffoonery of Bruce and company has turned some people off. I get the sense that maybe that's out there. I could put that aside for a second, and it still matters to me to beat those sons of bitches. It matters to me to beat the Dallas Cowboys. I hate them. I think Redskins fans need to get back to hating our rivals. I argue we need to hate the Giants more. We need to get back to the 80s when they were the villains. We just sort of are cordially disliked the Giants.
Redskins fans kind of already hate the rivals.
Let's get back to hating them more. Let's make it matter. For everybody under 28 basically has no, they're like, why do I hate the Cowboys? I don't know. Well, what's the reason? Who cares? Neither team's been really particularly good over the last 20 years. Why does it matter? It matters to those of us that are older enough to remember. I think we need to get back to how much these rivalries mean. It's impossible because of the player movement, but I'm really excited for this, and I don't know that everyone else is.
The Skins started 0-3 in the division with the 2 losses to Philadelphia and a loss to the Cowboys in the rain when Ezekiel Elliott, not playing tonight because he's still suspended, rushed for 150 yards at FedEx Field. The Skins are trying to win a second NFC East game in a calendar week. The last time they won back-to-back games over 2 weeks of football in the division was the last 2 games of 2015, you'll remember, against the Eagles and the Cowboys when they clinched the NFC East title and moved on to the postseason. Also have a chance today to win or be even in the turnover margin in 4 consecutive weeks, something they haven't done since the end of 2015 when they also made the playoffs. When the trends start to look like late 2015 for this team, that's a good sign.
That's good.
Because that's when they were winning and headed toward the postseason. They, by the way, have now intercepted a pass in 4 straight games after having problems doing that early in the year. They intercept a pass tonight. It'll be a 5th straight game for the first time since 2013. And one other trend that I like from the game notes, the Redskins on first drives, working with Jay Gruden's first 15 script, have scored on their first touch on offense 8 times this season. If they get to a 9th drive for points the first time they have the football tonight, which has been a strength for them all year long, they will have done that for the first time in the 2000s.
Is that right?
You got to go back to 1999 where they were the number 2 offense in the league. Norval Eugene Turner calling the plays. Brad Johnson headed to the Pro Bowl as a 4,000-yard passer.
Albert Connell, Michael Westbrook.
Steven Davis rushing for 1,405 yards that year. That was the last time they scored on 9 opening drives. And that's not touchdowns, that's points. But if they get some tonight, they'll have done it for the first time since the start of the new millennium. There's some good trends for this team going into this game. I think the reason I feel so excited and the reason generally getting into a Redskins Sunday or Thursday or Monday, I'm always pumped. I'm always ready for football. But they're favored tonight. This is the first time in several weeks I will pick them. This is the first time in a handful of games, Danny, that I actually think they're going to win deep down. I always hope that the Redskins win, but go back through the Friday shows when we tell Thommy to get the music ready, and then we make our predictions, and then Thom doesn't get to prepare the music that he said he was going to play for us. Well, when we do that at the end of the show today, I'm going to say the Redskins beat the Cowboys, and Thommy's going to play Hail to the Redskins. Tonight, I feel good about this team. Now, could they lose? Of course. They're not that good. They're not that much better than Dallas. And the Cowboys can't possibly play four terrible games in a row. But the Redskins should beat the Cowboys. They are, right now without Elliott, the way Dallas's offense is playing,
they're not good.
The slightly better team. And one more thing I would say, their offense is healthier. They will have the best version of their offensive line on the field tonight that they've had in a month. They're going to have Trent Williams, not healthy, but neither is Tyron Smith, at left tackle. They're going to have Ty Nsekhe, who's their maybe their fourth best tackle or offensive lineman overall, their number three tackle, playing left guard. I think he might be an upgrade over Sean LaValle. He might be an upgrade. I don't know. Center, they still have a third stringer in Tony Bergstrom, but he played well last week.
Yeah, handled himself admirably.
Right guard, Brandon Scherff's a Pro Bowler. Right tackle, Morgan Moses will be one before his career's over. That is the best line that they have had. Crowder is peaking. They don't have Reed, I know. They don't have Chris Thompson. That's going to rear its head at some point. You're going to lose a fumble probably from Samaje Perine or Byron Marshall. You're going to not pick up a blitz with some guy I haven't heard of who's playing at running back. Fine. If LaShawn Daniels misses a blitz and it's a sack fumble, then tweet me and tell me I was an idiot.
Yeah, so be it.
But I think the Redskins should win tonight. And because I haven't felt like that in over a month, that's why I'm extra excited.
So it's weird to be in this position because obviously I'm still a massive fan of the Washington Redskins and of all the local DC sports teams. I have a passion for them. So my fandom oftentimes creeps into my analysis. And what I try to do is pull back my emotions and then look at things objectively. My objective look, or as close to objectively as I can, my objective look says everything that you just said. The Redskins, right now, this minute, are playing better football than are the Dallas Cowboys. That wasn't true when they matched up, however many weeks ago it was. I guess just over a month, 5 weeks ago. They're playing better than the Cowboys are now. The Cowboys are a disaster without Elliott. Defensively, they don't have Sean Lee. That's a difference maker as well. They are exposable, if that's even a word. You can beat them. And the Redskins, quote-unquote, should be able to do that, even without Jordan Reed, even without meaningful contributions consistently from outside receivers. That's what scares me. Then my emotions as a fan creep back in. Because confidence and the Redskins don't go well together. Should and the Redskins don't go well together. The, quote, playing down to their opponents thing that's been an issue with them for, 30 years almost, since they last won a Super Bowl in 1991. My fear has everything to do with we've been here before and I felt good before and then the rug got pulled. There was no way in hell they were going to lose to the Giants last year. The Giants were just going to run dive plays and punt, try not to get anybody hurt. And yet there we were. The Redskins couldn't mount any kind of offense. Defensively couldn't stop the run. It was a disaster at the end of the season. There was no way that was going to happen, and then it did. We could go through all the losses in prime time. We could go through all the embarrassing moments where everything's in front of you. You've got prosperity. You've got a chance to capitalize on something, and they don't.
Yeah.
Analysis says the Redskins are the better team and should win the game. My heart says, aren't you terrified? Aren't you scared to death of this situation?
Well, also, I do believe that if these two teams play this game that's going to be played tonight 10 times, the Redskins probably win 6 and the Cowboys win 4. Mm. Because Dak Prescott, unlike the quarterbacks Washington's played over the last couple of weeks, and specifically Eli Manning this past week when they were able to get into the backfield and harass him, he can make plays with his feet. Now, he's not playing well right now, but it just takes a couple scrambles on third down.
Couple zone reads.
Yeah, it takes a couple of bootlegs that he keeps around the edge for 14 yards or a couple of extended plays where someone slips behind everyone for 24 yards and gets angled out of bounds. Next thing you know, your defense is in a little bit of trouble. I don't have much confidence in the Redskins' defense. If they give you a similar performance to what they did against the Giants, though, and they should be able to, as bad as New York's offense was, Dallas's in the last 3 weeks has been at the same level. So do this. You don't have to even stop the run in the way of not allowing Alfred Morris to rush for 80 yards. You just have to not allow big plays in the running game.
I think that's what it is.
And that's probably going to have to come from Rod Smith because I'm not sure that Alfred's going to rip anything off. But you make your tackles after 4 and 5. You set up a bunch of 3rd and 6s and 3rd and 4s. You make a couple plays in the passing game. They got weapons. Jason Witten is old. He still makes a lot of catches, and they have problems with tight ends. Cole Beasley in the slot against Kendall Fuller is an important matchup. Fuller's become one of the better slot corners in the league this season. Dez Bryant against Josh Norman, I feel great about 24 in that matchup. He has done a wonderful job against him the last couple times they've played. And I'd let him follow him all over the field rather than let Bashaud Breeland handle him. Breeland's coming off his best game of the year and is probably playing better than Norman over the last 2 weeks, frankly. But Norman gets up for this matchup. So just tell him, go shut down 88 as best you can. I feel pretty good about the defense. I don't have confidence that they're going to allow 3 points like they did against the Giants.
Right.
Or even 10 points. But hold Dallas to 14 or 17. If you do that, you win the game by 10. If you give up 24 or 27, now you're talking about a game that you may lose. I don't see the Cowboys offense going for nearly 30 tonight. If they do, defensively, you had a disastrous performance.
You still have to deal with 17 and a half sacks between DeMarcus Lawrence and David Irving.
Other side of the ball.
Other side of the ball. That, to me, is my only fear.
But get back to, I want to hear what you think about the defense against the Cowboys offense.
So, again, on paper, you're absolutely right. The matchup, whatever it is that scares me, is that big play. Is whether it's Butler or it's Terrence Williams, maybe against Breeland. I feel like he's better against the physical wide receivers than he is against true speed guys. They have a couple speed guys.
Yeah.
I'm with you in the sense that if you don't let any big plays, no easy buttons for them, and just play it straight up, even if it means playing soft more often than we're used to, they'll beat themselves.
All right, so let's get into the other side of the ball next that you wanted to hit on, and this offense against a Cowboys defense that's susceptible to a lot of yards, but can rush the quarterback. And don't forget, Kirk Cousins got sacked 6 times last week.
Yeah.
7, if not for one that was negated by a penalty. Oh, by the way. 800-636-1067 is the number. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open for the first time. Both Danny and I got here this morning, and we said to each other, I'm more excited than I normally am for a game. It was kind of coincidental, but wonder if you guys feel the same way and why that is. Is it because it's the Cowboys? It's prime time? Maybe both? Is it because the Redskins are actually favored for once? You're listening to The Fan.